Welcome to episode 1034 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Imagine holding a treasure map, one marked with clues and directions to something far more valuable than gold or diamonds. But what if you got so caught up in studying the map, its artistry, the folds of the paper, and the historical details, that you missed the treasure entirely? This is what Jesus warned the Pharisees about in John 5:39 when he said, "You study the scriptures diligently because you think that in them you have eternal life. These are the very scriptures that testify about me." The scriptures are indeed a treasure map, and their purpose is to point us to the ultimate treasure, Jesus Christ. John 5:39 is part of a broader conversation Jesus has with the religious leaders after healing a man on the Sabbath. This healing sparked controversy because the Pharisees, who strictly observed the Sabbath laws, accused Jesus of breaking the rules. In response, Jesus explains his divine authority and relationship with the Father, presenting himself as the source of life and the fulfillment of Scripture. His statement in this verse is both a challenge and an invitation. Jesus critiques their approach to Scripture, exposing their failure to see him as the Messiah despite their deep study of the Word. The Pharisees were a prominent Jewish sect during the Second Temple period, known for their strict observance of the Torah and oral traditions. They believed in the resurrection of the dead, angels, and spirits, distinguishing themselves from other groups like the Sadducees, who rejected these beliefs. The Pharisees were respected by many Jews for their devotion and commitment to the law, serving as teachers, interpreters, and enforcers of religious practices. However, their emphasis on external compliance often overshadowed the heart of the law, love, mercy, and justice. This legalistic focus frequently put them at odds with Jesus, who called out their hypocrisy and lack of genuine faith. For the Pharisees, the study of Scripture was central to their identity. They meticulously examined the Torah and interpreted it through a body of oral traditions meant to clarify its commandments. Their devotion included memorization, daily recitation, and detailed debate over the minutiae of the law. They believed that their rigorous study and adherence to the law earned them favor with God and assurance of eternal life. Jesus begins by affirming the Pharisees' diligence in studying the scriptures. They were experts in the law, devoting their lives to understanding every letter, word, and commandment. Yet, for all their learning, they missed the very purpose of what they studied. The Pharisees' approach teaches us a cautionary lesson. It is possible to know the Bible without truly knowing the God of the Bible. Their intellectual pursuit of Scripture was disconnected from their hearts. They sought rules, systems, and knowledge, but they missed the relational aspect of God's Word. They were like people standing before a magnificent window who become so fixated on the glass that they fail to see the breathtaking view beyond it. Now, don't misunderstand. Studying the Bible is essential. In 2 Timothy 2, verse 15, Paul urges us to study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. But our study should not stop at knowledge. It should lead us to a deeper relationship with Jesus. Today, many of us fall into a similar trap. We might read our Bibles out of duty or habit. We may even pride ourselves on the number of verses we can recite or the theological terms we know. But if our Bible study doesn't transform us or bring us closer to Christ, we are in danger of becoming like the Pharisees, missing the treasure while holding the map. Jesus says, "These are the very scriptures that testify about me." What a profound statement. From Genesis to Malachi, and later from Matthew to Revelation, the Bible points us to Jesus. He is the centerpiece, the climax, and the fulfillment of all scripture. The entire Bible is a unified story that finds its fulfillment in Jesus Christ. When, on Easter Sunday, the newly risen Savior walked with some disciples on the road to Emmaus, he explained how all the scriptures spoke of him. Later, he opened their minds so they could understand this truth fully. The scriptures are not just a collection of rules, history, or poetry. They are God's grand narrative of redemption, with Jesus at the center. If the scriptures testify of Jesus, then our response should be to draw closer to him through his word. Here are three practical ways to live out this truth. First, seek Jesus in your Bible study. Every time you open the Bible, ask, "What does this teach me about Jesus?" Look for his character, his mission, and his love on every page. The Old Testament, though written centuries before his birth, is full of types, symbols, and prophecies pointing to him. The New Testament reveals his life, death, resurrection, and the promise of his return. Let your study of Scripture lead you to worship and deeper intimacy with Christ. Here are some questions to keep in mind as you do your study. Does this text contain a prophecy about the Messiah? How is Jesus the fulfillment of this prophecy? How does this person, event, or symbol prefigure Jesus? What promise does this covenant hold, and how does Jesus fulfill it? How do these rituals or laws point to Jesus' atonement for sin? How does this story reflect Jesus' mission to redeem and deliver humanity? What aspect of God's character does this reveal, and how is that fulfilled in Jesus? What does this passage reveal about God's justice, and how does Jesus fulfill it? How does this passage reflect humanity's need for a Savior and God's plan to provide one? How does this psalm describe Jesus' character, mission, or relationship with his people? Some passages, especially those involving judgment or violence, can be hard to reconcile with Jesus' character. Ask, how does this passage demonstrate God's holiness and humanity's need for redemption? How does Jesus fulfill that need? For example, the conquest of Canaan highlights God's justice against sin, but also points to Jesus as the one who ultimately conquers sin and death, offering grace to all who believe. Second practical way, let Scripture transform your life. The Pharisees knew Scripture, but their lives didn't reflect its power. James chapter 1 verse 22 reminds us to be doers of the word and not hearers only. When we encounter Jesus in Scripture, it should change how we live. His teaching should shape our values, decisions, and relationships. The fruit of our Bible study should be evident in our love for God and others. Allowing Scripture to transform our lives begins with approaching it with humility, openness, and a desire to encounter God. Transformation happens when we not only read Scripture, but also meditate on its truths, allowing them to penetrate our hearts and minds. By asking the Holy Spirit for guidance, we can understand how biblical principles apply to our specific circumstances and challenges. Consistently practicing what we learn, whether through acts of love, forgiveness, service, or obedience, helps us align our actions with God's will. As we immerse ourselves in God's Word, it shapes our character, renews our thinking, and empowers us to live in ways that reflect Christ, making Scripture a living and active force in our daily lives. Third practical way, share Jesus with others. If the Scriptures testify of Jesus, then so should we. As ambassadors of Christ, we are called to share the good news of His salvation with those around us. Use Scripture to point others to Jesus, showing them how God's Word reveals His love and plan for their lives. Whether through a conversation, a Bible study, or a simple act of kindness, let your life be a testimony to the Savior revealed in the Scriptures. The Pharisees as a formal sect disappeared after the destruction of the Second Temple in AD 70. Their focus on the Torah and oral traditions, however, deeply influenced the development of Rabbinic Judaism. Today, many of the Pharisees' teachings are embedded in Jewish religious practice, particularly in the emphasis on the Torah, prayer, and ethical living. While the Pharisees as a historical group no longer exist, their attitudes and tendencies can still be seen in religious life today. Modern Pharisee-like behavior includes legalism, self-righteousness, and a focus on external rituals over genuine faith and transformation. Anyone who prioritizes rule-keeping and appearances while neglecting love, grace, and humility could be likened to a Pharisee. Jesus' critique of the Pharisees serves as a warning for all believers to examine our hearts, ensuring that our faith is not rooted in religiosity, but in a vibrant relationship with God through Christ. The Bible is far more than a collection of ancient texts. It is the living Word of God, pointing us to the living Word, Jesus Christ. As we study its pages, may we not stop at intellectual knowledge or religious duty. Instead, let us open our hearts to the one who is revealed in every book, chapter, and verse. Jesus is the treasure, and the Scriptures are the map that leads us to Him. Father, thank you for the gift of your word, which testifies of your love, your plan, and your Son, Jesus Christ. Open our eyes to see him on every page and transform our hearts as we draw closer to him. May our lives reflect your truth and grace, pointing others to the Savior who is revealed in your Scriptures. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.